Welcome back to Inside Agriculture, where it's market analysis time. Thursday in the markets, cattle were lower, wheat was lower, soybean oil was lower, but corn and beans staged a recovery. Everyone agrees, those two markets still have a little life left in them.
Yeah, very constructive price action, really over the last several weeks, going all the way, I guess you could go back to last month's WASDE report too, the fact that we were able 12. To post lows on bearish news. This morning, it looked like we were threatening, you know, a breakdown, kind of neutralize the technical landscape, but we recovered well towards the end of the day. We defended old trendline resistance, which is now support. That comes in near the 50-day moving average as well, near 414. So that's the line in the sand for corn, so long as we can defend that, higher lows are still intact. For soybeans, it's a little bit different of a story, and we were really on the verge of maybe a bigger breakdown there. Yeah. A lot of the major moving averages coming in 1020, 1025 below that. And there really wasn't a whole lot of support until you get back to WASDE day down near $10. So we were able to hold on by the skin of our teeth. Hopefully we can see today's reversal spill into some momentum to round out the week. Obviously, you know, getting some demand from China would certainly be helpful there, but yet to be seen.
Oliver Slope, Blue Line Futures on AgriTalk. Randy Martinson on Farm Talk.
Well, it did for corn and beans. You know, they actually turned higher here, you know, to finish out the day. So, I mean, it was a nice little close. And especially, you know, since those are the ones that we're looking at, you know, big production and everything, you know, the harvest about to get going, you know, a little bit bigger than what we've been seeing. So it was impressive to see those two markets finish with a little bit of gain. By September of October of last year, they bought 250 million bushels of soybeans from the U.S. So far, it's zero. You know, for the year, they bought 841 for last year. And again, you know, nothing from us so far this year. So that's kind of weighing a little bit on the market early. But I think the fact that they're trying to push these tariffs through and get a ruling on that, I think kind of came in and helped support the market a little bit. And the idea that production numbers are going to drop, likely decrease in USDA's report next week, I think added a little bit of support too. You know, logistically, I think they it's tough to get 100% brought out of Brazil. And right now, Brazil's going to, you know, in September now, by the 15th, they're going to go into planting mode. So they're not going to be looking at possibly, you know, seeing a lot of grain moving, and exports might take a little bit of a back seat as they're going to concentrate on getting the crop planted. Hopefully that means that we could see some business come from China.
Here's Naomi Bloom from Total Farm Marketing on AgriTalk.
So it was on the verge of collapse from a technical perspective early this morning when both corn and soybean futures were testing some major support. Corn on a three-week uptrend, testing the 50-day moving average. Ultimately, though, it held. That was what's encouraging. And the soybean market really looked like it was about to fall apart. It tested four different moving average levels on the daily charts. And if it were to have gone below the 1022, 1023 area, it could have very quickly been a free fall lower down to $10. But definitely a I'm not ready to fall apart yet mentality came through, which is encouraging. I do feel like the market continues to be supported just by the uncertainty of where that yield is going to be out there in the fields. And of course, we're going to be a few weeks away from knowing that until the combines get rolling. But the traders are definitely suggesting that USDA numbers from the August WASDE, not really what is probably out there. But the question mark remains where it is going to end up. So we'll see what the USDA says next Friday on the September WASDE report. Usually not a lot of big changes between the August and the September report on the supply side, even on the demand side. So we'll see what comes to fruition. But we'll be watching export sales tomorrow morning, of course, released a day late because of the holiday this week. And I think the export sales tomorrow is going to be our driving factor for if we can finish with the grain markets staying above support, or if it's going to be our catalyst to see some profit taking and lower price trade heading into the weekend.
And there's your market analysis. Let's check the weather forecast now on Inside Agriculture.